This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, doctors are going to be all back up in your business again. That's very interesting how things have progressed in healthcare. On one end, we're doing mammograms and prostate screens and colonoscopies. And then, after Obamacare, maybe you don't have to go so often. Maybe we could start doing your mammograms later. Maybe you don't necessarily need to do breast checks or digital rectal exams. The guys love that. Like, really? So I don't have to go in for a regular digital rectal exam? So everybody seemed to be really, really happy. Then they decided, well, no. Why don't we look at alcohol? Why don't we ask people about their alcohol use more often than we are? And you want to know what? I'm actually a fan of that because I teach medical students how to take a history, and they always have to ask about alcohol use. Always. And we have definitions of what is alcohol use versus alcohol abuse. And I don't really like the word abuse, but sometimes we have to really septate. Don't you love that word? I'm really biological today because my biological clock is like, septate. But we're really getting biological. But I like to delineate or septate, or I'm going to, use a lot of the verbs with ate today, because I just ate. If you're drinking this much, is it okay? If you're not drinking this much, is it not okay? We need to simplify things, not only for patients, but for us doctors. Now, again, we doctors aren't rocket scientists. I'm sure not. I mean, I know that really shocks you guys, but I'm not a rocket scientist. So, apparently, all adults, of course, including pregnant women, should be screened for unhealthy alcohol use by the primary care physicians, according to the United States Preventive Services Task Force. For those patients who drink above the recommended limits, they need an ass whooping. No. They say doctors should provide brief counseling to help them reduce their drinking. Now, that's according to a new task force statement. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second, that doesn't mean we get an extra test or a... The United States Preventive Task Force, what they're doing is they're bringing up recommendations that are cost-friendly and the benefits outweigh the risks. So when you start adding tests, yeah, there could be more risks. But if you're like, oh, yeah, doctors should screen more, there's not really a lot of risks, especially when it comes to alcohol, and it doesn't really cost a lot of money. So it's kind of a very popular political thing to do. So in terms of teenagers, though, the task force said it did not have enough evidence to make a recommendation for screening. Now, the panel is calling for more research on that. Now, I ask the kid if they drink. Now, I mean, there are much more intricate and elaborate screening methods. But if I have a teenager in the room, I'm like, you smoking? Smoking what? Tobacco? No. Marijuana? No. Vaping? Yes. Do you drink alcohol? No. Yeah, you do. How much do you drink? Are you going to tell my mom? No. Well, I drink. I don't remember what I drink. What? Then I could rip him a new one. So, okay, maybe that's not an official fancy screen, but if I got a kid that I have a chance to, I don't want to use the word influence, but if I have a chance to, screen and educate, I'm going to do it. So, how I was taught is if you're a woman and you drink more than one drink a day, that's considered moderate to too much. Under one a day, you're good. It's just like kind of, the point spreads right? Like 1.5. You're like, it doesn't matter if it's 1.5. If it's 2, it's the half doesn't matter. Well, same thing with alcohol. Okay? If you're about 1 a day or less, you're good. Even though there's a lot of doctors saying, no, we don't want you drinking any alcohol. Alcohol can cause cancer and a whole variety of things. But if you're a man, if you drink more than 2 a day. Now, if somebody goes, nope, doc, don't worry. Doc, I drink specifically 2 drinks a day. I max it at the 2, so I'm good. Don't say I'm abusing alcohol or I drink too much. And I'm like, really? What do you use for your shots? What do you mean? I pour it. I know what a shot is. Really? Show me. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3. Oh, no. You're drinking 2.5 drinks per, I bartended. You're drinking 2.5 drinks per drink. So you're technically drinking 4 or 5 drinks a night. That's a problem. Okay, well, sorry. Well, how much is a shot? And I show them how much a shot is. Not a lot. Then the other thing, too, is if somebody does drink every night, I got to go home and I got to have a glass of wine. I think it's very easy to go over the 1 or to go over the 2. So somebody who has a nightly drinking habit, even though I never would use the word alcoholic or anything like that, you know, for somebody that has, you know, a glass of wine every night or, you know, somebody who has a scotch every night or his, you know, pre-dinner drink, I do have to, you know, still warn them that you are taking in alcohol every day. And that could affect the liver, the heart, stomach lining, memory, brain, etc., and could put you at risk for cancer. So they say unhealthy alcohol use means drinking beyond the recommended limits. So no more than 4 drinks in 1 day or 14 drinks in a week, especially for a man. For women and older men, it's no more than 3 drinks in 1 day or no more than 7 drinks in a week. And I told you guys how easy this is to do. Right? You come home, you open up a bottle of wine because you're going to cook with some wine. So you have a little wine while you're cooking. Then you have a glass of wine with dinner. Then you clean up, you deal with the kids' homework, now you're, you know, watching some TV, getting ready for bed, and you sit there and you have a, you know, glass of wine. And between 2 of you, you could finish up a bottle. A lot of people do that. I don't drink wine, so I don't, but I could totally see the ease of that habit. And it doesn't seem like you're, you know, sitting there pounding the bottle. You're having a glass while you work. You're having a glass while you eat dinner. And then you have a glass while you cool down at night and relax. Boom, you're already into 3 glasses. And for a woman, that's too much. So, they now want doctors to be a little bit more up in your business. And I know a lot of you guys are like, look, I'd like my doctor to stay out of my business. You know, just tell me what I need to do, what I don't need to do. But there's a lot of people out there that, you know, they don't realize they're kind of overdoing it. So we do need to just kind of ask, you know. And by the way, when you do have a glass of wine, not a big, huge goblet. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you guys listen to us live. Some of you listen to us delayed. Either way, I want to hear your calls, your questions, your comments. So let's go to the phone lines at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. This is Jim Bo. Anyway, I'm going to be almost 56, and I haven't been to a doctor of any sort in 20 years. I just wanted to share with you that maybe just a little bit of broccoli, asparagus, some Perrier water, maybe a vitamin C here, a little protein, some pasta, and maybe a little laughter in your life, or a little camaraderie, or talking with people is a whole lot better than what I see. So keep your show on the air.
I'll try.
And I listen to it every day, and I can't believe how much energy that you have. Anyway, love you. I'll call back. Ciao.
Love you, too. Thank you. Thank you for your call. You know, it's interesting. It's, you know, it, good attitude you have there. You know, yeah, you know, when it comes to all this, you know, well, what do you do? What supplement do I take? Do I take the fish oil? Do I take the vitamin D? Do I get the B12 shot? Do I work out 3 hours a day? Do I drink a glass of wine a night? Do I not drink the alcohol? You could really drive yourself crazy. And, you know, the one thing that I find very frustrating, and I'm not saying live an unhealthy life by any means, no way. But the one thing I find that I had always found frustrating in my medical career is, you know, I always thought, you know, bad things happen to bad people. Or bad things may happen to people that, you know, just do stupid things to their body. And when I see and saw healthy people, people who worked out, kept their weight down, avoided drugs, didn't smoke, you know, did everything right, and then get cancer or heart disease or something, it, you know, it kind of rattles your faith a little bit. And not so much faith in religion, but faith in the idea of if you do good and you do what you're told, eat your vegetables, you know, exercise, do right, don't dabble in drugs, you'll live a long life. And when you see a lot of quote-unquote, medically innocent people come down with something, it freaks you out. You know, there are a couple people I know that, and, you know, I'm close to them, that I just out of the blue, nasty cancers, and they're two of the healthiest people I know. And, you know, because nowadays people are more open if they do drugs or whatever. I really believe that, you know, they don't. And, you know, drugs, I mean, how many cocaine-induced cancers do we know of? We really don't hear about that kind of stuff. You know, everybody's curious about, well, does marijuana cause cancer? Well, we need to study that more. Everybody seems to be wanting to study that marijuana cures cancer, but, you know, maybe there is a link to marijuana use, you know. But, again, these people don't do that. My friend who died of a brain tumor, he didn't do drugs. The only thing we could think of is maybe he snuck some steroid cycles in, you know, a while back. But the one thing I'm learning is you're at the wrong place at the wrong time. And it's not that you're the wrong person. So the other day I got out of the shower and I know, sorry for the image. Okay. I got dressed. Okay. The other day I was dressed after taking a shower and I looked at my arms to see if I needed to shave them. Cause you know, I get, until my hair turns gray, my arms get a little hairy, right? So I will shave my arms every now and then. I mean, why not? And I didn't have to. I noticed I was like, I was still good because I'm not, you know, I could maybe go every few months. And then there was this mole. And this mole just seemed to call to me. And I'm like, oh, crap. You know, because these are the stories where somebody goes, well, you know, I had a mole. I just kept fixating on it. It called to me. I took it out and it was a melanoma. You know, and you were like, and so I see this mole and I'm like, oh, gosh. And I'm like, I've seen it there before, but boy, is it kind of dark and really trying to attract my eye. So I put it up to my little makeup mirror, and I see two different colors. And we talked about variegation in color. And then I was like, oh, gosh. So I grabbed whatever supplies I had in my house, and I whopped it off, right, you know, 20 minutes later. And by the way, it's on my right arm, so I was doing this left-handed. So I sent it to the pathologist, and, you know, we'll know in a week. And I'm kind of freaking out, you know. And you know, many of you guys say, you know, look, Dahlia, you need some sun. You know, I mean, you know, don't you live near a beach? I don't. I don't live near a beach. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. But, you know, there is sun. You're right. I do live in a sunny area. But I'm sick and tired of having these little moles that, thank God, haven't come out cancer, but they come out, you know, a little dysplastic. And I just do not want to take the chance. Do not want to take the chance that, you know, something could be melanoma. So now I have this stitch. It was really interesting. I've done things. I've done biopsies with mirrors. I've been left-handed. And you guys know my left hand, I can't do anything with it. I can't brush my hair, whatever. But apparently I could sew. And so, I mean, yes, I could have waited for the dermatologist, but there is a dermatologist I love. I use very frequently. We needed my son to go see him, and he wasn't available for 2 weeks. And my thinking I had melanoma, I just couldn't. You know, now, many of you ask, what can I do myself? You know, you're a doctor, so yeah, you could sit there and biopsy yourself. You could do a lot of things yourself. I can't. I cannot do my own pap smear. I've tried. I just can't do it. You know, so there are a lot of things I can't do myself. You do need another person to do. But, you know, when it comes to you having a skin lesion, I really don't recommend you taking it off yourself. By the way, I did use a biopsy punch. I used something so that we could, you know, measure it and that kind of thing, but take out a sample that's something a pathologist could look at. But don't just cut something off that you think it's bad and then go about your day. You really need to know if it was benign or if it wasn't. Now, some people will say, well, good, if it's benign, I had a mole taken off, it was benign, so I this mole is probably benign, too. The problem is you really can't use that logic. If you have a mole that was fine, that doesn't necessarily mean another mole will be. Now, if you have a freckle on your face, and you have another freckle, and then you have another freckle, and they've been there for years, yeah, they're probably freckles. You could probably lump, you know, that diagnosis together, and you'll probably be safe. But you have a lesion on your arm or your leg or your back, and just because one turned out to be nothing doesn't mean the next one would. So, you know, if they call to you, if there's a mole or something that just doesn't look right, get it checked out. Don't start cutting it off yourself. Have a medical provider take a look. Or what the medical provider may do is measure and see if it grows by a millimeter or whatever, you know, after a certain period of time. And, you know, we've talked about the ABCDEFs. Of skin cancer. A is if the border is not symmetrical, it's asymmetrical. If you, you know, cut a line, it doesn't match both sides, there's asymmetry. B is a border where the border's a little off. C is color, if the color is variegated. D is diameter, if it's greater than a centimeter. That could be a sign of melanoma. E is if it's evolving or elevating. That's another word for it. And then F is fast. So for me, I saw some asymmetry, a little odd border. I should have taken a picture of it and put it on Facebook because I put everything else on Facebook, but I don't know. I was kind of freaked out. So we'll find out in a week or two. But, you know, going back to our caller and stuff, you know, what your job is don't do stupid, okay? If you're going to go out into the sun, put some protection on, right? If you're going to have unsafe sex, use some protection. Well, don't have unsafe sex. Use a condom. You know, if you're going to eat a fatting meal, try to then the next few days eat salads and, you know, make up for it and exercise and things like that. Get your cholesterol checked, get your blood pressure checked, get your diabetes checked, get your screens. Don't drink too much alcohol. Don't smoke. You know, and, you know, do things in moderation. If you want to have a little piece of cake and you're not a diabetic, fine, but a little piece of cake. Doesn't have to be a big piece. Don't gorge. Anytime somebody just goes, you know, just dives in, you know, gets drunk, gets wasted, you know, I forget the word for it when you, you know, eat a whole bunch of food at one binge. When you binge, that's when trouble happens. So lay low, right? Don't worry. Be happy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Most Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
The votes in Florida's too-close-to-call gubernatorial and Senate race are still being counted. Now, Palm Beach County does have until the 20th of November to continue counting and finish up their vote tally. Meanwhile, the rest of the state will have to have all their ballots in by 3 o'clock Eastern time on Thursday. Senator Marco Rubio joined Fox News and said he believes laws have been broken.
This is what I believe. I believe the law hasn't been followed from the beginning. You know, those early votes, the last time they were cast was the Sunday before the election. By law, those are supposed to be downloaded and sent to the state by 7:30 p.m. on the night of the election.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis arrived in Texas today where he's visiting with some of the troops deployed on the border. Mattis was asked en route to Texas if the troops would be handling law enforcement.
Law enforcement is left in the hands of the Customs and Border Police, who have the statutory authority to carry that out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so bad. I'm Dr. Dolly.
You still think you won't be in the name? 1-877 Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently there's been reports of these rabid raccoons terrorizing a West Virginia neighborhood. Well, we found out they aren't rabid. They don't have rabies. They're drunk. Apparently these raccoons found some fermented crab apples and apparently got inebriated. According to the Milton Police Department, they wrote on Facebook, we have had calls on suspected rabid raccoons twice over the last 2 days. Turns out they appear to be drunk on crab apples. In fact, there's a mugshot of one of these raccoons. I can't tell if the raccoon is drunk, but he does look a little grumpy. Police recently hauled in two drunk raccoons, although catching them was a community effort. After the animals sobered up, the officials released them into the woods unharmed. This is according to the Huffington Post. They are, though, urging you to not let your guard down and approach a raccoon, especially one acting unusual. Just call the authorities because the creatures could still be ill, could still have rabies. Don't just assume a raccoon is drunk. That's kind of funny. I really like the mugshot. I think that's hilarious. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so American workers are burning 100 fewer calories than they did in 1960. Now, you're like, wait, how are you measuring? First of all, how did we measure calorie burning? Well, apparently they're saying, according to NPR, that U.S. workers today burn 140 fewer calories than workers in 1960. Why? Because they move around the office less. Now, we've talked about how there are new guidelines for physical activity. They recommend at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity movement each week, like walking, running, biking. They say that's about 21 minutes of movement each day. But according to the Journal of American Medical Association, JAMA, 80% of adults do not meet this requirement. So we burn 140 fewer calories than workers in 1960. See, I don't know. I get up, I go to the break room, I go to the bathroom, go back. Then I hear there's cake in the break room, so I go back for cake. Okay, then I go and I get the cake and I walk back. Then I have to go back to the bathroom because I just had cake. And then I go back. This is whether I'm in my studio or whether I'm in my office at the university. I do get up and I go to the break room a lot. And then I do some work and I'm like, well, I got to go talk to somebody. So then I go talk to somebody. And then I go back and then I sit back down. So, you know, I do work out. So I average about 11, 12,000 steps a day. And, you know, I really would recommend, I don't know which Fitbit to recommend to you guys. I have an Apple Watch. But when that Saudi Arabian journalist was killed and they said they could listen to his murder on his Apple Watch, I'm really nervous about the whole recording that these things can do, these audio recordings. You know, because, I mean, sometimes, you know, I have a lot of, you know, shall we say, choice words for my husband, and I don't want him to hear it. I mean, sometimes I say it to him. Sometimes I say to myself, I love my husband, but, you know, I'll ask him something, and he'll, you know, he'll like, and then he walks away. And when he walks away, there's, you know, supposed to be silence, and I wait till he walks away, and I go, what a beep. You know, people I work with, too, you know, sometimes, like, well, you know, they'll do something, I'll be so mad, and you just sit there, and you go, and then I think we're going to start being a more silent generation because we just don't want these phones to pick things up. But back to the exercise, which is what really matters, is having a means, whether it's a pedometer or one of these Fitbits or whatever, I think is going to be probably paramount later for our health because we really do move less. You know, I mean, so my grandma and grandpa, they never had a car. They couldn't afford a car. So they would take the bus everywhere. They would walk or take the bus everywhere. They never, and they lived in L.A. This is in the 60s. They didn't, you know. I mean, I remember my father got a car. Well, I don't remember it. It was before I was born. And it was one car, and it wasn't until maybe the 80s where we had a second one. And the only reason why is one was my dad's work van and one was, you know, my mom's. But, you know, would have to walk to the bus stop or would walk to school or would walk to the nearby store. We would walk. You know, you don't see a lot of people doing that. In New York, it's a different thing. In New York, you don't, if you don't have a car, you walk everywhere. But for those of us out west, no. So, you know, if I hadn't worked out and I, you know, wasn't of that mind to always exercise, I would wake up, go out to the garage, get into my car, drive to work, drive to the studio, park, walk into the door, sit down. That would be maybe 15 steps. Then going back to my car, another 15 steps. That's already a big issue. And let's say you sit at a desk and you have to work at a computer the whole time. It's difficult. It is. And, and I hear people complain, you know, at work, oh, this person's always, you know, walking around. They're never at their office. They're always screwing around or whatever. You know, sometimes give them the benefit of the doubt that they want to get up, walk around, and not get a DVT. And that is something that doesn't get brought up with management. You know, when you're away at your desk, everybody thinks you're goofing off. And maybe 99% of the time you are, okay? But if you're seriously getting out of your, you know, cubby to walk around the building so you could get some extra, you know, steps in and exercise, you want to let management know that that's what you're doing. Now, that's what break time is for. You know, if you do have break time, you go to the bathroom, try to walk around a little bit, et cetera. Maybe your boss will give you a little extra time for breaks, you know, depending on what type of job you have. But, you know, you really need to, I think communication is really, really key. You know, I mean, my boss knows everything, right? You know, well, I'm doing this, I'm trying to increase my fiber, and I'm doing this, and I try to go potty, you know, and I really like to try to go potty before I come to work, but sometimes, you know, the fiber kicks in, and I just have to go potty while I'm at work. I don't want to hear it. Okay, Dahlia, I don't want to hear it. Just leave me alone. So sometimes I'm too honest. But when it comes to you and worried about, you know, getting in trouble with your supervisor, you could say, look, you know, my doctor, and you could say that. You could even have your doctor write a note. My doctor wants me to get up every hour and walk around for 5 minutes, etc. And so I will show you what I'm doing. You know, it'll be at whatever time you tell me, but I need to do this so I don't get a DVT, so I, you know, exercise, so I, you know, keep moving. Now, while you are at your desk, there's a lot of things you could do at your desk. One thing you could do is you could suck in your stomach. Now, whenever we suck in our stomach, all of us just kind of sucked it in for a little bit. It's only going to last for a couple seconds because we're going to be like, oh, this sucks. So you need a little post-it note reminding you to suck in your stomach. You need a post-it note. You got to move it around every day. Otherwise, you just blow off a post-it note that's always there. It's just kind of background. But what you want to do is get into the habit of, you know, tightening up certain muscles. If you have to do butt clenches, do butt clenches. If you need to Kegel, Kegel. What I do is I do a lot of foot tapping. I foot tap a lot. I know people are like, oh, you know, what's wrong with you? Do you have ADD? I'm like, no. I just want to keep my legs moving. I want to exercise. You can even do little leg lifts, doing stretches, little arm circles. There's a lot of things you could do at your desk. Now, there's been some controversy over these stand-up desks. Yesterday, I taught a class for 4 hours. The first two-hour class, I stood for most of it. And it was nice to stand, but guys, you're not really exercising. And you know what I noticed I was doing? I was leaning on the desk. You know, stand-up desks are good because you're trying to balance and use your muscle and all that. But, you know, you start to lean. And that's what I was doing. I was just leaning the whole time. Well, I wasn't getting exercise that way. So instead, I sat down and I put my feet up and I was like, okay, for the other 2 hours, I taught a class where the students had to do presentations. So I had to watch their presentation and then I had to yell at them if they were doing it wrong, which was kind of fun. So I was technically working, but I wasn't moving my butt. So people, you gotta get up, you gotta be moving. I mean, we don't want our 1960, you know, brethren to say that they, you know, were able to, you know, work out more than us. So, we need to win on that, you know, because our generation is pretty damn good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If there was a social media network
only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, do you remember the piece of, well, I got to watch my language, Nicholas Cruz, who was accused of gunning down 17 people at Stoneman Douglas High School back in February? was charged, he was a Parkland school shooter, is now facing new charges after attacking a detention deputy at the Broward County Jail. He has been charged with aggravated assault on an officer, battery on an officer, and use of an electric, there must be a typo here, chemical weapon against a law enforcement officer. NBC6 reports that the incident occurred Wednesday morning and the deputy was injured. His condition right now unknown. Guess these charges come in addition to the 17 charges of premeditated murder and attempted murder in the first degree that Cruz, 20 years old, received after the attack last year. So a judge entered a not guilty plea on behalf in March, and prosecutors have said they will seek the death penalty. Now, apparently, he did register to vote in July while awaiting trial behind bars. I'm not sure who he voted for, but he did. And inmates can vote. Parents of several Cruz victims, including Andrew Pollock, whose daughter Meta was killed, expressed outrage at the Broward County Sheriff Scott Izzo for allowing Cruz to do so. They said it's absolutely disgusting that the Broward County Sheriff let him into the prison system to register criminals to vote, including so-and-so who murdered my daughter. This is somebody not of sound mind, you know, and it kind of brings up the question, especially when it comes to votes and what's been going on in Florida, and what seems to go on almost every election is, you know, we don't seem to have a solid position if they vote our way. If we don't think they're going to vote our way, we want to call foul. You know, and, you know, with this guy obviously has a screw loose. And, you know, at what point are you not allowed to vote? You know, at what point in terms of your mentation or your mental status, you know, do we step in and say, now, I'm not sure if Nicholas Cruz has tried to claim insanity. I don't think he has. I think for this, murder rampage, I believe he pleaded not guilty. But I think we all find it frustrating. There's this meme on Facebook I thought was funny. It's called Electile Dysfunction. Notify your doctor if your election lasts longer than 4 days. And you see a map of Florida. Thought it was pretty funny. You know, politics these days and elections. And, I think a long time ago, people used to be in awe of our, you know, democratic process and all the cool things that we, you know, have been able to do and, you know, elections and, you know, campaign speeches and politicians were people that were revered. And now I think a lot of us look at it with dread. You know, I've had friends that have gone through, you know, political campaigns and it just, what it does to their family, what it does to, you know, their strength, it really takes a lot out of you. You know, we kind of were talking about me running for office yesterday and why, don't worry, put you all at ease, I won't. It's something that I was saying yesterday, you lose either way. Even if you win an election, you end up losing. And a person in office who lost, with the exception of being a president, you know, doesn't really get to regain their life back. And their new life may not be that much better, and you're always looking over your shoulder because somebody wants you dead for some reason or another. So I'm not sure what's going to happen in Florida. From what I understand, Rick Scott is moving forward, you know, in terms of him getting his Senate briefings and, you know, going through his, you know, freshman, you know, senator-type stuff. But the election still hasn't ended. The chaos hasn't ended. And we have whack jobs in jail voting. Dying to know who he voted for, though. Maybe we don't want to know. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Really quickly here, this Jim Acosta lawsuit, I don't know if you guys have been following it. Jim Acosta works for CNN, and apparently he started grandstanding, you know, getting some camera time, and, you know, when Trump was, interrogating or questioning Trump, he wouldn't, politely, you know, finish his question and stop. It just, you know, kept going. And so the White House, took away his credentials and, you know, said, all right, you're out. Somebody else from CNN could be in. Well, Fox News, apparently lawsuits have now ensued. CNN is suing the White House for removing Jim Acosta's press credentials, and Fox News is actually standing by CNN in this. According to Network President Jay Wallace, he said Fox News supports CNN in its legal effort to regain its White House reporter's press credential. We intend to file an amicus brief with the U.S. District Court. Secret Service passes for working White House journalists should never be weaponized. He said, while we don't condone the growing antagonistic tone by both the president and the present recent media avails, we do support a free press, access, and open exchanges for the American people. So the question arises, and this is what kind of confuses a lot of people. If a company has rules for reporters, so like, for example, you know, all right, everybody will get to ask the president one question and a follow-up question. Is that unconstitutional? I mean, are we allowed to have some order in questioning? Because I've been to press, hearings and press briefings, and I've asked questions, and I give a question, maybe I get a follow-up question, and that's it, and then move on. And there's some order to it. And so my question I have, and I think a lot of people have, is, you know, was the White House really out of line if there are rules in place? Now, if there weren't rules, then there's an issue. But if there are rules in place, then look, you could ask the president one question and a follow-up question. You know, or if he calls on you twice, that's up to his discretion. But standing there interrogating him like an attorney, I don't think, I think anybody behind a mic should be allowed those protections. You know, and the president is doing a favor, you know, being there to answer questions. Now, I understand we in the press do not want somebody to feed us the news. All right? That's why everybody's so mad at Trump about the whole Twitter thing, because he is giving you the news his way, you know, his tweets, and boom. You know, the president said this, the tweet is right there. So if anybody tries to misconstrue or misword what he said, it's right there. It's a brilliant move on his part. But for the media, they don't like it because they want to, the art of media and the art of journalism is getting somebody to answer a certain way based on your question. You know, if you don't want the question, oh, I'll take the fifth, or I don't know, or whatever, you know, or I wasn't there, you like to reword the question. They have actually a lot of legalese, a lot of that sort of talent, legal type of questioning and interrogating. But, you know, being able to say, look, you know, get a question out there that forces him to answer, that gives you news. That's the art of journalism. And that's something that journalists want to be able to do. And sometimes you can't just do it with one question or a follow-up question. But I do feel that if a White House or a company has rules, say, you know, we are not going to take questions, or, you know, we will take questions, but we're going to be doing it in this orderly fashion, and somebody stands up and does four or five questions, and then when, you know, it's time for somebody else, they don't let somebody else take their turn, I think we're allowed, I don't see why that's, you know, attacking free press. Now, if somebody gave another reporter and let him have five questions, you know, that was seemed to be pro-Trump, and somebody else, they didn't get the five question, boom, that's an issue. So I'm not really following this to that degree because I don't care. I got bigger fish to fry. But just as a journalist, I just want to kind of let you guys know, you know, I do like to respect the process. Maybe I may not be the best journalist, and I may not get all the questions I want, you know, but, you know, it's not my goal in life to make the, you know, president uneasy and hot under the collar. My goal is to get whatever, you know, whatever question I need, you know, answered and move on. So, it's interesting. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. When we come back, there's at least 150 people who ate at a North Carolina restaurant at...
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay
Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.